Going back to a raid that we've spoken about over the last few weeks, Divrei Agada, specifically as it relates to the Rashbam. And really what triggered this is, we learned the Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara talked about a pasuk in Yeshaya, V'oitzim ein of merois bera, zeh she'ein mestakel benoshen, b'sho she'oim des ala kvisa, ibed ikad arka achrina, even if a person is nizar, Rasha, he's going to be considered a Rasha. So just one interesting postscript to the Rashbam raid by it, and that is the Chidah in the Shema Gdolim, when he talks about the Rashbam. So he says, the Rashbam was a tremendous chassid. In fact, the Rashbam never looked out of his Dalet Amos. He had an incredible, incredible zehiris in the area of Shmiras Einayim. And if you want a maromokim for this, take a look at the Agoyis Mordechai in the end of the first perek of Masechtas Erevin. So if you take a look at Agoyis Mordechai, it says as follows, Ubeis dvarim ola al das Rashbam. There were two things that the Rashbam wanted to do, v'lo yistaya milsa, but it didn't work out. And the reason is, the Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yedei tzadikim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzadikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected the Rashbam, and therefore, even though there were these two things that he wanted to do, l'maisa, it didn't work out. And the Agoyis Mordechai brings both things. We need the second. V'oy d'rotzen Rashbam lasis acheres. The Rashbam wanted to do a second thing. Kishval einayim hoyo. The Rashbam didn't look out of his Dalet Amos. He was very, very careful what he looked at. And he was about to go on a wagon that was being led by a horse and a mule. And he didn't realize. Now, what's the problem? It's based on a Tesefta Masechtas Kalayim that this is an issue of Kalayim. Israchish le'nisa. A miracle happened. Nizdam in Ochir Rabbeinu Tam Shon. His brother Rabbeinu Tam appeared. Amale. And he told him, Al tihi tzadik harbe. He says, why are you being so frum? You're not looking where you're going? Some more meinecha, lift up your eyes. Vihine susfa fered likrosecha. It rhymes. Some more meinecha, vihine susfa fered likrosecha. And he quoted the Tesefta in the fourth parak of Masechtas Kalayim, lo yikshar sus lefered lefered lechamar, v'nimna v'loyola. And this was an example of where the Rashbam was saved, because ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takola al yedei tzadikim. So I heard this Agoyis Mordechai many, many decades ago. And the context was that it's Yodua. Throughout Shas, the Gemara says, Hashta behemten shal tzadikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takola al yodam tzadikim atzma lekoshkein. But Tosfos, every single place that this Gemara is brought, says that it's only true with regards to midi da'achilo, that Hashem protects tzadikim, that they shouldn't eat something that they're not supposed to eat. And this Agoyis Mordechai I heard once as a beautiful Maram Mokim, not like Tosfos, because in Agoyis Mordechai you see clearly the lashon of the Gemara that Rashbam was saved from an Isser, which is a Tosefta in the fourth parak of Masechtas Kalayim, that he didn't go on this wagon and he was speared this inyan of what? Of an Isser Kalayim. It has nothing to do with a midi da'achilo. But on the bottom of the new Shem Hagdoilims from the Chidah, Machon Hamar, so they bring a Hagra. They leave it anonymous. It says, V'yesh Misha Omar, that it could be there's a beautiful tzushtal to this Rashbam. That is, there's a Gemara later in the Masechta. This is in Perakei Shnoichlin, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. So the exact context is not really relevant now. It's a complex Nachlois Shailo. And the Gemara says that the Amorah Rav Elish was about to paskin in Hilchas Nachlis, not like the Maskana of that Gemara. Rava was there, and when Rava saw that Rav Elish was about to issue the wrong psak, Amalei, he told him, Daini dechatzatz tahochi daini. Dayanim that don't know what they're doing, they paskin this way. You're about to make a terrible mistake. He said, it's keneged sugya. And Ichsif, the Gemara says, when Rav Elish heard this, Ichsif, he felt very bad. He was embarrassed. Kari aleo. So Rava told him, you don't have to feel bad. The pasuk says, Ani Hashem be'ita achishem. That's what the pasuk says. And as a result, you don't have to be ichsit, you don't have to feel bad. If you look at the Rashbam explains the Gemara as follows. The Rav Elish felt very bad because his hergish was that if Rava wasn't here, he would have made a mistake. And he would have issued the wrong psak, and it would have been terrible. So Rava was menachem him. And Rava told him like this, Ani Hashem, be'ita achishenu, be'ez sha'atzadikim tzricha liyeshua. At a time that a tzadik needs a Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsi lohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that he will have the Yeshua, that nothing bad will happen. Af atah, ani yoidea b'chosha mi'oilam loibasa, L'idei takala yotcha, that there was no way a takala was ever going to happen. And that's good for why I was here to protect you. I mean, Rav Ilish said, what would have been if Rava wasn't here? So Rava told him, no, you don't chab, that's why I was here. I was here to save you, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring any takala al yudei tzadik. Das heißt, Rashbam says in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the way he explains the Gemara, some muchach, that's pshat in the Gemara. But that's the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, that Rava was telling Rav Ilish, they have nothing to be worried about. It was never going to come l'idei takolo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not going to allow a takolo to come to a tzaddik. Now this sugi over here wasn't mididachilo. What was the sugi? This was a question of paskiting the wrong shiloh. But the Rashbam says that this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches the tzaddik, the ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takolo al yodoy, it's true even if it's not mididachilo. See, he said half of a fellow. He said the Rashbam l'shitosoy, who was mefarish the Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis by Rav Ilish and Rava, that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevet hakala al yodah shal tzadikim is true even laban midad achilo. So the Rashbam went with a tmimus. He said, I'm a shvali nayim v'oitzim ein of mirois b'rah, I'm not going to look where I'm going. And he said, I have betochen that I'm going to be protected. But who is Nizam Eloy? Who gave him Musa, Rabbeinu Tam? If you look up every one of those Tosfos and where Tosfos says it's midat achilo, you know who it is? It's Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam. So he said it was the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasayim. The Rashbam in this ma'is has betochen l'shitasoy, because he knows he has a shmira. Who comes to give him Musa, Rabbeinu Tam? He says, Somar meinecha. He says, V'hinei sus v'fer l'krasach. You have to be careful. You have to know where you're going. And that was the Musa that he gave him. I don't know. I saw this pshat. I thought if this was my pshat, I would not have left it anonymous. I wasn't sure why on the bottom it says Yesh Mishaimer, ich weiß nicht, Tein Lechachem, you can use your own imagination. But I was talking to Yedidi, Rav Shmuel Reuven Grossman, and I told him over the svart that I saw. I said, this is mamish v'divrei pi chachem chen. So he told me on the spot. He said, Rav Nosson Gestetner, Zeche Tzadik Levrocha, he used to speak every Matzah Shabbos, and he would say Sipurei Tzadikim. That's what he used to say. Kamina Gachsidim. He would say Sipurei Tzadikim on Matzah Shabbos. And he said it was the Yartzeder Rabbeinu Tam, and he remembers he once said over this exact Cheshmet. He said, I'll see if I could track it down. And 5 minutes later, he emailed it to me from Yitzhak Chachma, word for word from Nosson Gestetner. So I don't know if that's who they're not quoting for some reason. I can't imagine why, but I'll call upon him. Rav Nosson Gestetner Zicher said this, Nakuda, this, the Shitasai, between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, Mamish v'divrei pi chachem chen.